It is now time for Coach's Corner right here on KDOM, where we talk with area coaches about how their seasons are going so far. We're going to be talking with a few football coaches tonight here on Coach's Corner. That's all coming up in just a few moments on KDOM Windham, 1580 AM and 103.1 FM.
When you need electrical work done, call Ron's Electric for commercial, farm, industrial, and residential electrical installation and repairs. Call on Ron's Electric. Experience and reliability. Ron's Electric of Windham, Westbrook, and Mountain Lake.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacement, oil and lube changes, tires and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, getting ready for this first game here. It's going to be happening tomorrow night on, like, that's the Thursday night ball game. And, you know, you guys, we talked to you last week, you know, kind of getting ready for this season. You got some young guys who are really going to have to step up this year. How's this last week been for you guys? Yeah, obviously, we're still going pretty hard last week, and then this week is a little bit more of a game week feel, I'm sure. How have things been for you guys?
It's definitely a learning curve. In years past, I felt after a couple of days of normal practice, we could probably play a game. But because of, young guys and inexperience, you know, every detail we have to work on. So we're trying to, like, game manage things this week, you know, getting plays in from the sideline, maybe an audible, defensive calls. We got to get them in quicker. And just all those little things that, you take for granted when you get a lot of experienced guys. But we're getting better and pretty good week. I think a lot of kids have to realize what's coming up. Very good team, and also just the weather conditions. We've been practicing mostly mornings up until the past couple of days, and the heat's probably going to be a huge factor Thursday night by the looks of it, and we just have to overcome it mentally. And some of these kids have never been out on a varsity field, a lot of them in a competitive situation. So honestly, I don't want to sound like I'm kind of crazy, but I am glad we're playing a great team in very, very potentially warm and humid conditions. It'll make or break a team, and more importantly, it'll probably make you a better team if you know how to handle it and coach it well.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you talked about your team being young, and, you know, to pile on to that is the fact that Red Rock Central already played a game this year. They were obviously playing week zero against Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, so they're coming into, you know, week two of their situation. And, you know, you may think, you know, to an outsider, you might think, you know, one game isn't that crazy. But for a group of guys who are young on your side of things, a one game difference could be astronomical when it comes to, you know, Red Rock Central. They've already been out there and got those first game jitters out of the way. They've hit some guys from another team. You know, it's something that the first game you can't really replicate until you're in it.
Correct. And it showed up at the scrimmage, and I was glad we got to scrimmage on Saturday, three different teams, because the first scrimmage, we didn't wake up, and then we got to play a team like Levi Ostrander and Edgerton, physical, good teams, and we stepped up, played a little better, and got things going. We can't do that against Red Rock. Watching them last week against St. Mary's, just watching Coach Genegas, game management and everything was fairly sharp. They look like they're about week five or six. So that's what we have, something that we have to work on too. And fans don't see that, but there's a lot to it, getting plays in the new guys, audible, changing, blocking. It's a lot of stuff. And we're just hoping that we can get a lot better tonight at practice, and then when we play Red Rock. It's going to be a big task to try to pull off a win, but we're going to go out there and play like we're going to win. And if we get better, we get better. But, some kids are pretty hungry. Like I said, it's very weird because yesterday we had a couple more things happen where we had to switch some guys around, and it's getting to be more and interesting every practice, but we right now have no guys returning that started last year on varsity at the same spot, so which is nice because we have some guys that can play multiple positions. And the nice thing maybe is the heat. We have 7-8 guys on the bench that are going to have to give us reps as the year goes on. We ain't afraid to throw them in there week one, and you might be overmatched, some of them, but you got to play for a long season and hopefully get better. That's our goal, is come out ready to play. We're going to have to be physical, And then obviously with Red Rock with a nice, they have a little spread they can put up that's very solid, and they've just got great players all around, physical, athletic, tall, all that stuff. So honestly, I'm glad we're playing a very good, solid team right away, and hopefully it opens up our kids' eyes right away and not third quarter. So it's one of those things, let's just get better, and physicality, and I think we talked about it maybe on the last show, is we just can't turn the ball over. If we turn the ball over 2-3 times with this group of kids, that's going to be trouble. So ball security, if we can go no turnovers and come out ready to play, and then we can make it a game.
All right, Coach, finally here, without giving away, you know, too much of a game plan or anything, I know you mentioned things have kind of been changing from practice and still obviously have a practice to go tonight, but can you give us a little insight of what the team looks like, maybe some personnel, some guys who will be starting at some certain positions?
Well, obviously, you know, at quarterback we have a sophomore, and I've had over the years Kyle Schrader, Carter Kirk, Levi Stace, Abe Stace, a lot of kids that started as sophomores and, you know, did okay. And they got very good by the time they were seniors. We have JT Evers at quarterback, and he is just a sponge, a competitor. He's willing to work, and he's going to be one of those kids. You know, he's throwing better as camp goes on. He can run pretty well. And then Cody Ron is back last year, week 3, I think. He went down with an ACL. And last year I thought he could have maybe been one of the, you know, the better tight ends in the area. But we never got to see the whole year, so he's back. And we've got a whole fresh new line, a lot of young kids with inexperience that are learning on the fly. And in the backfield, we have Evan Karshnick, who played a little bit last year as a freshman, did a nice job. Obviously, last year you had a very experienced line, and we need him to run the ball. And then you get a kid like Peyton Banks, who's not a very big guy. We're hoping to get some reps on both sides of the ball with him. And, you know, other guys, you know, Alex Blum has been banged up. Hopefully he gets going. And then just a couple more seniors that are getting shots out there. So we're hoping that those guys step up. A lot of those I just mentioned, besides the backfield, we do have some seniors out there that have played a couple years off and on. And we need those seniors to step up and have some great leadership and pull this team through.
All right, perfect, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to calling the game tomorrow and, again, talking to you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Zach. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Coach's Show here on at KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, we talked last week. We were kind of, you know, in the first couple of weeks of football practice, you guys have another week under your belt, and you've got, it is game week, and you guys got a game coming up here against Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. Can you talk about this week for you guys and some things you've been doing to get ready for the first game of the season?
Sure. You know, it kind of turns into normal game week at some point after those first 2 weeks, and you start really focusing on one opponent and trying to put together your game plan and make adjustments to what they do and different things. So that's kind of what we've been doing and paring down and trying to figure out the group of guys that's going to be out there Thursday night. And it just kind of that transition from, hey, everybody's learning, everyone's conditioning, everyone's going at the same pace, to we got to get guys ready for Thursday. And for us, that still means a bunch of guys because we're so, you know, we're young and inexperienced. And it's going to be a different group. So it's still getting a bunch of guys ready, but it very much is now we're focused on Sleepy Eye St. Mary's.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. And, you know, you look at Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, they've got a game under their belt, although it did not go their way. They have that experience now, and there's nothing really like, you know, a new group of guys getting out there and having that game speed, that game experience for the first time in a while. And you mentioned, you know, you got some younger guys who will be stepping up for you this year. And Like I said, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, they've gone through the game, although it was a loss to Red Ray game experience. How do you think that's going to play into this first game of the year for you guys?
I think that's the big question is how do we come out and deal kind of with that first time being under the Friday Night Lights? You know, we scrimmaged last Saturday against Hills. It was a good scrimmage. Found a lot that we need to work on. Did some things well too. And that I we talked to the kids about every time there's a new experience. It you take two steps forward, and there's always a step back. And how big a step back is what determines how successful you are. And we saw it this summer and going to camp, and we see it again in scrimmage. And every time you put pads on or hit somebody different. So I think this is just one of those examples. On Friday or Thursday at 7 o'clock, we're going to collect ourselves and hit back and be able to be physical and aggressive and execute and do what we want? Or is there kind of that step back where, oh, this is real now, it's live, it's game action? So, you know, I'm hoping that we can kind of overcome that and that the number of guys we have that are going to get out there, that we can find the right combination and that we have guys step up. You know, and be gamers and get that adrenaline flowing. So, that I think there's an advantage and a disadvantage to playing first before everybody. And I'm hoping that the fact that we've kind of seen what they can do helps us overcome some of those first game jitters.
Absolutely, Coach. Finally here, before I let you go, don't want to give away too much of your game plan, you know, if Sleepy Eye St. Mary's is listening to this right now, but can you tell us just a little bit about the personnel? Do you have, you know, a quarterback lined up that will, you know, be expecting to start tomorrow night and any skill positions or any guys to look out for?
Sure. Yeah. Brent Newman is going to start for us at quarterback. He's a freshman. So it's, you know, not only are we adding first game of the season, which is always it's kind of an emotional, nervous experience for kids, but it's his first real varsity test ever as a freshman. So, but he's handled it really well. He's taken control of the team, and we have the utmost faith and confidence in him. But he's surrounded by a lot of athletic guys who are going to take some pressure off him. We want to run the football. We've got our most experiences in the line. Guys like Rylan Klein coming back, Wyatt Myron, and Cole Schmidt and Carson Klein and Logan Gass, those guys kind of on our front five there blocking for him. And then we've got a lot of guys that are going to run the ball, mix of older and younger. Aiden Lane started last year, the first couple of games, so he's got some of that experience at fullback. But Ian Lorenzen and Denver Ash and Dylan Smith and Gavin Leedy, those are all, we're going to have a lot of different guys run, you know, that could touch the football. And, you know, we're excited about that. We like to spread the ball out and do different things. You don't have necessarily that bell cow. And then we're going to lean on our defense. It's one thing that we feel like is a strength of our team this year is we've got a lot of athletic guys behind the front four that's pretty stocky and solid and up front that, you know, if we can run the ball and play defense, just like most Minnesota high school football teams, we feel pretty good if we can kind of control that tempo on our own.
Perfect, Coach. Well, I'm sure you're excited to get out there and get that first game underway. We appreciate you taking the time with us here on the Coach's Show, and good luck tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Back here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio, I've got Coach Carter Ross of West Brooklyn Grove Football. Coach, a week zero matchup against Nicollet. It was a back-and-forth ball game, kind of a game of big plays, and it ended on a big play for Nicollet. They got the win 40-38 on a last-second throw to the end zone. Can you just talk about the ball game for you guys, some things that went right, some things that you're going to have to work on headed forward? I know, you know, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow, a game like that where, you know, it kind of feels like you've got it until the very last second, and maybe some things in that ball game that were self-inflicted that gave Nicholas some points.
Yeah, you know, we started off with the ball, and we were able to hit Brady Ross, hit Cole Curry on a 20-yard stop route, and then we went up top and threw a perfect strike in stride in the end zone and got the 2 points. We jumped up 8-0 right away. It's kind of what we wanted to do. We knew our forte is explosiveness on offense. So that was a great start for us. Unfortunately, it didn't last very long as we kicked off and we stuffed their run the first play. So second and 10, they went through the air and they ran a little in route to their best receiver. And I'm not sure where we were, but we missed him like five times, and he actually took it to the house, and just like that, they're tied 8-8. So, 35 seconds into the game, there's been two touchdowns scored. So we get the ball back. We had a couple mistakes that put us behind the sticks. It was, I believe, 3rd and 5. Ross hit Curry again on a route to get the first down, and then behind some nice running of Merrick and Curry, and some nice catches from Dan Cleveland, we were able to, a little bit longer drive, I think it was a 12-play drive, we were able to pay it off, score a touchdown, and then get the 2 points, so boom, we're back up 16-8. You're always looking to get that stop as your offense is rolling, get a stop, and then try to get that two-score lead right away. And unfortunately, we kicked off, and they were able to return it for a touchdown. Again, it was just some sloppy tackling. Just one of those things. We're playing a lot of new kids, and I think a lot of good learning happened. On those first couple plays, as far as gang tackling and going to the ball. So, it's 16-16. We were able to take the lead again on Ross at Curry for a touchdown. I believe I don't have my scoring summary in front of me, but we were able to go up 24-16. They answered, making it 24-22, and then we had a really good drive to end the half, I thought. Punched another one in. I believe it was Dan Cleveland this time. Ross hit Cleveland across the middle, and then we were able to get the two-point conversion on a Ross pass to Curry. And then our defense made a nice stand to end the half. So, we took a 32-22 halftime lead, and we felt pretty good at that point. Unfortunately, we didn't get tired, even though, we probably should have. We did start to cramp. We're playing 12 kids, 11 kids, and I think the humidity got to some of our guys, and we had some key players out at key times in the second half, and that really slowed us down. There was a possession, I believe, in the third quarter. We made some mistakes mechanically and technically on the play. We threw a pick six. We were going in to probably, put the game away, to be honest. And they were able to pick it off. Again, kind of like the kickoff return and the first touchdown, we just couldn't tackle. We just didn't tackle. And they were able to score. We're still in the lead, but, that really kind of changed momentum. And then came down to the fourth quarter. We had some chances. We missed some blocks up front, and we had Curry wide open. If we could add one more second, kind of would have ended the game, and just had chances. Came down to the last possession of the ball game. We knew we needed some first downs. It was 3rd and 8. We got sacked. Clock ran. We called timeout to regroup the troops after, because we had a punt blocked earlier in the game, and we're able to get off a beautiful punt, kicked them down to the 20-yard line. So, minute 30 to go, they had to go 80 yards, and unfortunately, they converted 4th down twice. And then, as you mentioned, I thought a key play was the second to last play. They were out of timeouts, and we took an inside rush, and the quarterback was able to get outside and get out of bounds. And 2 seconds to go, and it's one of those things where we were in prevent, and somehow the receiver got behind us, and we almost sacked him, and he got out of it, and he tiptoed on the line of scrimmage and chucked it to the corner, and made the play. And you take your hats off, Nicklet. It's one of those buzzer beater Hail Marys, whatever you want to call it, and it's just a tough way to lose. They made a good play, great for them. They deserve a lot of the credit, but we had a lot of chances, including the last play of the game, last 2 plays of the game to end the game, and we just didn't get it done.
Yeah, Coach, you know, a tough way to finish off the first game of the season, but got to turn right back around, and you've got Renville County West coming up, I believe it's tomorrow, correct? Is that everybody's playing on Thursday?
Nope, we play Friday.
You play Friday. Okay, perfect. So it is on Friday. You guys got the game against Renville County West, and, you know, it's a tough one coming off of, you know, such a tough loss, you know, in the week zero game. And, you know, you talked about only playing, you know, 11 to 12 guys. I'm sure it's, you know, going to be an experiment throughout the year, you know, trying to balance the fact of, you know, getting the guys ready for Renville County West in the form of, you know, making sure they're ready tackling-wise and all that stuff, but also, you know, kind of making sure that they're healthy headed into this week.
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. We decided as a coaching staff that we needed to pick up the physicality in practice. You can't go full thud, you know, with the number of guys we have. It's just, you know, so we did some more physical play with some half lines and just to get ready. You know, we're spending the first part of the week fixing what we can fix, and then we'll worry about Renville. Just fixing the stuff that we need to get better at after week one. And some of that was physicality, and some of that was just some schemes, tackling, you know, just the basics of football. And that's kind of what you expect after game one. But that's been our main emphasis, and we'll go up there. And they're, you know, they run a lot of power at you. They're a bigger team, probably not as fast as Nicollet. I don't know if that's good or bad for us. We'll see. But we definitely need to stop their power run, and if we can do that, I think we'll be right in the game with a chance to win.
All right, perfect, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacement, oil and lube changes, tires and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Call them today at 831-0207.
The reputation of quality. Today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I'm here with Coach Isaac Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, you guys were one of the lucky ones that got to start off the season early with the Week 0 ball game against Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. It was a road game for you guys, but you were able to pick up a big win 48-8. Can you talk just a little bit about the ball game and some things that you thought went right for you guys? And obviously looking at a 48-8 win, I'm sure a lot of things did, but also maybe some things that you took away from it that you guys are going to need to work on here headed into week two.
You know, I thought our kids from the get-go brought a high level of intensity. We played physical style of football that we like to play here. You know, defensively, I can't say enough about our effort. You know, like 48-0 after three quarters, you know. The varsity guys gave up less than 100 yards in their time on the field and a little more than three quarters. So, you know, from the defensive perspective, we were physical up front. We tackled fairly well. The pass coverage was good. And, you know, we got some guys that can really run on the back end. You know, our back six guys, even if you include a couple of our defensive ends, we feel like we have eight guys that can really run in space. And, you know, I think it showed a little bit on Friday. The level of frustration that St. Mary's had offensively, not being able to do the things that they like, getting ball in space to their playmakers. You know, some of those things was a huge positive and a huge takeaway for us on defense, and if we can continue to do that going forward, you know, I feel like our team is going to be, or our defense will be very sound. Offensively, you know, we had good balance, 411 yards of offense, you know, 240-something in the rushing game and 170 in the passing game. You know, that's pretty good balance, I feel, for us here. Isaac is back, healthy, has thrown the ball really well in camp. We got lots of different weapons that we can spread the ball around to, and I think we did a good job of that as well on Friday. You know, Carter came in. Carter Trickleson is a freshman, had 180 yards of offense and a touchdown. in his first varsity start, you know, so that's a positive for us going forward, you know, and we got just about everybody involved, right? All of our playmakers, our skill guys got an opportunity to get the ball in their hands, and everybody did a really good job of taking advantage of those opportunities. With that being said, you can't do that stuff without the offensive line, and I thought our for the most part, now for some new guys playing some different spots and you know, some guys off the bench that had to fill in, you know, first game things where it gets warm and, you know, the bigger guys get a little bit hot. We were able to move some guys in and around and got lots of guys some reps, so that was good. You know, a few of the takeaways, things that we can do better. There's a couple times where our pass blocking, our pass protection had a few holes that we need to shore up this week. And you know, other than that, like, it was a really good first effort for our guys.
Awesome, Coach. Well, you know, it's always good to get out there and play the first game of the season and, you know, see kind of everything come together. And, you know, first week is kind of when a lot of mistakes usually happen and you can kind of fix those up. But now headed into a week two, you play a team in Mountain Lake area who is, you know, a little bit of a unsure situation that they haven't really kind of been in the last couple of years. They got a lot of new guys coming back. It'll be their first game of the season. But, you know, Mountain Lake, a powerhouse for the last couple of years. This year, maybe a little bit of a down year, but you can never count them out when it comes to putting a good football team on the field.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Tim and his staff do a really good job of making sure their kids are prepared. They always have a scheme every week that seems to be effective for the guys that they have. But at the same time, with that being said, anytime you lose 13 seniors, there's going to be some holes for them to fill, right? And we have lots of guys coming back, you know, with lots of experience and one game under our belt. I think that that could be one of the biggest differences going forward on Friday or on Thursday, I guess, this week. Is the fact that we've played one game, we've kind of worked out those jitters for some of our new guys, and their guys haven't, right? But with that being said, like you said, you can't take them lightly, right? They always have a couple of guys that can make some plays in space. The Karshnick kid saw lots of time last year towards the end of the season at the running back or tailback spot and did some very productive things. Watching him on film back from last year was very impressive, you know, so that's one thing that we're going to have to key on, you know, and try to take that away and, you know, in a way force the new young quarterback to try to make some decisions with the football in some spots, you know, put the pressure on him a little bit. But I think the biggest thing will be, like I said, our experience up front and our nine guys back on defense that all got some time last year hopefully will give us a little bit of an edge early on in the season.
Absolutely, Coach. Perfect. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to covering the game tomorrow night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Bramer Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call 831-3644, Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC of Windham.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kathy Hansen at Five Star Realty. We bring buyers and sellers together for a positive experience. 921 3rd Avenue, or find us on the web, fivestarrealtypros.com. Service you deserve, people you trust. Five Star Realty of Windham.
Mountain Lake City and Municipal Utilities value each member of our community. We strive to build confidence in community through efficient and caring people working in our water, wastewater, electric, streets, parks, cemetery, police, fire, ambulance, library, economic development, and administration departments. The City of Mountain Lake and Municipal Utilities, we're here for you.
That was Coach's Corner right here on KDOM. We will have a chance to chat with Coach Adam Farrig of the Windham Area Eagles later on this evening. We'll have his comments for his game tomorrow in our pregame show right here on KDOM. on our streaming platform, WindhamRadio.com. We want to thank all the coaches that were able to join us here this evening for Coach's Corner, and we will talk with you again on Wednesday for another edition of Coach's Corner. We do want to remind you that we do have Gopher football tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock, and over on our sister station, Hot Country 94.3, Zach Polke will have the call for the action of Red Rock Central taking on Mountain Lake in football, and I'll have Blue Earth hosting Wyndham on our streaming platform, WindhamRadio.com. Have a great rest of your night, and we will have Minnesota Twins coming up here in just a few moments. But right now, we're going to return to our regularly scheduled program.